She's real fine, my
409.
She's real fine, my
409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the internet. Okay, so anyway, today I just stumbled upon this letter sent out Ron Menor, councilman, District 9, about safety stickers. If you, the people of Hawaii, don't want safety stickers, and I recommend not having it because 40 states don't have it, to call or email Donna Makato Kim or Mark Takai. Now, I'm wondering, do these two people know that the state and the city is not making money or even breaking even doing safety stickers? And do any of these, do these people in the city council or the legislature realize that if there is a bad accident and is due to something wrong with the car that was just safety checked, that the city and state can be sued? Do they realize that? Maybe they do and they don't care because it doesn't come out of their pocket. It's a taxpayer's pocket. But the reason I'm saying this, folks, how many of you out there that had safety stickers done? How many of you had your car? Did they check your brakes, your steering, your tires, your CV shaft, and all the safety stuff? Did they? Did they check the wiper blades? Struts, shocks, it's all on the list. But for $20 or $25, folks, you cannot do it. Because if you were the shop doing it, and you're paying your mechanic $25 an hour, would you collect $20 for that safety check? And he takes 1 hour to do it? That's lose money. Only the city and state loses money. Private business would never do it. Anyway, contact these two people to wake up, get rid of safety check, because it's not federally funded. It was cut off, and that's why the other states dropped it. Safety check and reconstruction. There's a bill up now that is SB 859 to eliminate reconstruction. Reconstruction, way, way back, was brought out primarily to to find stolen auto parts on cars. But way back then, it was ridiculous. So we revised it, we redid the law, and it's basically supposed to be for safety, but you're double jeopardy. You have safety check, you have reconstruction, both doing the same thing. But it's a lose money. The Outer Islands are not required to have the reconstruction permit because the excuse the legislature says is they don't have as many cars as Oahu. And my question to them is, how many cars does it take to kill people? Does it take a million? Does it take one? If it's about safety, don't you think you either do it all or don't do it at all? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Anyway, this repeal of the recon law was brought to my attention by Steve, Celine Steve, which, by the way, the other day, I caught a ride with him, and he's coming off of Pali Highway. In a way, it loops around over the freeway and goes down to Punchbowl. That's a one-lane off-ramp. Well, this guy, Steve, made it a two-lane off-ramp on his own. Boy, was that a ride. He squeezed it between, he squeezed his Mustang between the guardrail and the car on the left. Wow. So anyway, who's next on the line? Hello? Wanda.
Hello. Oh, hi.
Hi.
Wanda. What a shock. Yeah, Wanda is there today.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and now it's raining and she's there. I just was teasing her. Anyway, George, do you still do a power wash the engine? Oh, my God. I'm going to bring my car in. It's time for my car visiting the doctor. So, do you still do power wash the engine?
Only for regular customers.
Yeah, I'm a regular. I remember my old Camry way many years ago.
You know why we do that?
Because you can see.
You know why we clean it?
Oh, why?
Because we don't want to get dirty.
Yeah, I figured that too. And I told myself, oh, Todd's so cute and a guy. You too, right? Neat kind of mechanic. Anyway, that's why I told myself, oh, boy, I better go check if you can. So I called him earlier, but I had to cancel my appointment. Something came up. So I'm coming this coming week. Hopefully the weather gets better. So I just want to make sure, you know, you guys still do that. And I'd be glad to, you know, be charged for it and have it done at the same time since I'm going to bring it in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I called her a couple of weeks ago about that. I was in an accident. I mean, I didn't get damaged, but I just was a witness. I think something wrong with my car. So I'm also bringing him in early. No. You know, the wheels or the alignment. I don't know. Something is wrong. I don't know. I blame him. I told Todd it's the road, lousy road. Even though they fixed the road, it's so uneven. And, oh, my gosh, it's just
no.
Awful.
Lana, yeah. You got to hear about Wailai.
Wailai. What about Wailai?
They repaved Wailai and made it nice.
I've been there just this week. I did the business.
They're starting to dig it up again.
What?
Yeah.
My. Yeah, you know, I noticed too a lot of patches, even down Aya Heights Drive. Well, maybe because of the water supply. You know, I noticed a lot of the pipes are blowing up and all the leak. And
they have no planning.
I know. And you know, years ago, when not Murphy but Harrison was governor,
mayor.
Oh, mayor, whatever. I forget already. Anyway, the point is, I remember he talking about why we don't have money for other departments because they get a lot of liability, Sue job. You mentioned Sue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't take care of the, you know, the sidewalks and, oh, they're planting all these trees and the trees are just uprooting the, the sidewalks, huh?
Lana, you know, in Japan.
Yeah, I know. So neat.
They don't have lawsuits.
I know. And they drive junk cars too.
When they go into a restaurant or on the sidewalk and they trip and fall, they don't sue the restaurant. They don't sue the city or the state or whatever.
Yeah.
Because their thinking is this. It's their fault for not paying attention where they're walking.
I know.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the lady that burned herself with the coffee.
I should say, how rude. Yeah, and the Moors, they accommodated her and gave her money for it. That's her fault, huh?
Yep.
I get so much stuff I like to tell, but, you know, I know my time limited.
Yep.
But the point is,
you have to go.
No, wait. You know, earlier you said to contact Takai and Donna McCarter Ken. Hello. I don't think they're going to pay attention to us.
That's right.
Those two guys. Oh, forget it. I wouldn't vote for them if you paid me $1 million. Honestly, I swear it on a stack of Bibles. I wouldn't because I didn't vote for them. But the point is, isn't this terrible what's going on? Yeah, it's all I can do, listen to you, George. At least there's some sane people there. At least I feel a little better for the 1 hour.
Good.
And then your callers. I like your callers. They're smart people. Okay. Anyway.
Thank you.
I'll see you this week.
Okay.
Hopefully. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Before we get on more, this is Valentine's Day, so I'd like to wish all of you out there listening a happy Valentine's Day. I know it's raining and it's windy, but it's still Valentine's Day. Okay. So, for those of you looking for a car, we have a car, a 98 Saturn for sale. It's very clean, very nice, excellent car for sale. So, if anybody looking for one, give us a call at 847-5554. Okay? All right. So, or if you have any comments or whatever, you can call us at 808-296-5467. Okay. Because all of the gas stations are self-serve today, I recommend learn how to check your motor oil and fluids. It should be checked once a week for your safety. A lot of people are driving around with only 1 quart in the engine. Honestly. Really. So, learn how to do it or take it in. Okay, who's next?
We have Mr. Lee from Pearl City.
Hi, Mr. Lee.
From Pearl City. nice talking to you, George.
Yeah.
How are you doing? Okay, I get 2 questions. You recommend Rain X for the windshield.
Right.
But I see they got different kind. You just spray and wipe, or the 2-in-1?
Either one.
Either one is all right.
Yeah.
It keeps the rain run away, yeah?
What it does, it coats the glass
so
that the water doesn't stick to it.
Oh, okay. Either one, yeah?
Yeah.
Another question. I have an 04 Tacoma with a big tires.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get kind of hard time climb up, even get the steps. You recommend put smaller tires on?
Oh, yeah.
But do I have to get the computer reprogram for the smaller tires? No.
Well, is that the same tire that came with the car?
The big one, yeah.
Well, then if you go to a smaller one,
uh-huh.
You're going to have to redo the computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah. But like you said, a smaller tire give you better mileage, yeah?
No.
No? Bigger one, better?
Yeah.
Well, I better stick to a bigger one then.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'd like to comment on something.
Okay.
I'm an old dinosaur. You know the old dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I think the biggest disaster now, not the hurricane, not the other ones, the rail, will make us broke.
Oh, yeah, that's common sense. But nobody thinks.
The politicians not thinking.
They don't have common sense.
They're going to give them some more money. Every time they ask for money, oh, I forget this, forget that. You know, when you contract something, that's it, right?
That's right.
But nobody believe. Look, they're going to extend the surtax for another lifetime or something.
Just sad. It's so sad.
I don't know. I don't know. That's right. Like I say, same old, right? You put the same old people in, same old.
That's right.
And have you took a ride in Pearl City, Camp Highway, or Farrington Highway in Waipahu?
Don't want to go there.
Well, don't I got to go there sometime.
Terrible. Yes.
They put cones all the way and nobody walking.
Yeah.
How come the city inspectors no go check?
You know what is dangerous is a lot of overhang of the construction stuff.
Yeah.
Things can fall from there and kill people on the bottom.
I know. They're supposed to take it off.
Nobody don't.
They own the road already, you know.
I know.
And then, where the city inspectors, you know, when the contractors dig a trench or something and they fill them up again? You ever go over the kind bumpity-bump?
Oh, it's bad.
They don't pave it flat. Before they have to pave them flat, right?
Inspectors
check, right?
Mr. Lee, there is a law for that, you know.
I know, but nobody push them.
I know. The law is they can open it up, but they have to put it back to original condition.
Flat.
Yes, better.
But nobody check?
No. They just make any kind of carpool away.
Yeah. Even they go repave a street, somebody, I got to dig again. They dig them, they don't patch them, right? Too?
No.
Nobody check. I don't know what this world coming to. I think we're going to suffer some more, though. That's all. Yep. Well, I just let it out.
That's good.
Nice talking to you.
Yes.
Take care.
You take care.
Yeah, bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Ski.
Hello, George. I just wanted to make a comment. You mentioned about the Wailai Street. I haven't been on that one, but they just repaved our streets in Hawaii Kai. And what you were talking about, the redigging, I noticed that in other sites, but they did it over here because they took the water covers off, the sewer covers, and they repaved the whole thing over. So they got to put those covers back on, and that's where they were digging up. That may have been the same in Wailai.
No, in Wailai, they're doing some, I don't know what the digging is for, but not for the what do you call, covers.
Oh, that was complete digging. Yeah, okay, that's, I know, this place has got a reputation for that.
Yeah.
But, like I say, for just this repaving, where they put the water sewer covers back on, that they did a real good job on that. So it's, got to give them credit, where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
that's
well.
Good.
I already wished Wanda her Valentine's Day, so aloha to you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. Break time.
Yes, we'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here. Wait, now I can hear you. The 409 was rolling right over me.
I know.
George, I got to tell you, I am not a happy camper. I had to go to Kahala Mall this morning, and on the way back, the lights went out. And I keep telling people this, and you're lucky to be alive. When traffic lights are out, it's a four-way stop. I don't know why people don't get that. And you stop, and people around you just fly around you, no lights on, in the pouring rain, flying through the intersection. And it's just a random thing of, oh, well, I almost hit the guy. I don't care. It's insane.
Well, you know, Bob, if, and that's the biggest American word, if people love their cars, they wouldn't drive that way. But people today don't love their cars. They don't even wax it, let alone wash it.
Oh, yeah. Besides that, but what about yourself?
Oh, they don't care about themselves.
You don't care if you run over somebody or you get in an accident or you get hurt? And to the city, I got to tell you this. Your main throughfare is 2015. You guys could spend $8 billion on a rail system. Why don't you put some battery backup on your traffic lights like they do in the mainland?
That's way out of their reach, Bob.
No, I mean, I'm serious. They have systems that the lights, okay, maybe the lights will last like an hour or something, but they don't just all just suddenly go off.
But, Bob, our politicians have no care for the people, just themselves, and they will never go and check out the other places.
Man,
never.
It's just so frustrating. And like you said, I know people can't see. The windshield, I can look at cars' windshield wipers. It's not even wiping the water off.
I see it all the time.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, you're driving along. You look over like, and the wipers are going full speed, and it's a drizzle. And they're trying to get the water off.
Yep.
And it's like, what is going on? Oh, I tell you, I just hate it when the it just drives me crazy. And I have to drive. Because believe me, if I didn't have to, I would stay in the house.
In this day and age, you would think with the computerized systems and all this modern stuff, there is unheard of power going out. But it does.
And I live in Hawaii Kai, and all the power lines in my neighborhood are under the ground. So I don't know. It's like I said, it's just so frustrating. And the gentleman was right out here. They pave the roads. They take the manhole covers up. They pile them up on the side of the road. They pave it over. Beautiful job. Then they come back in like 2-3 weeks, and they dig up where the manhole covers are, and now you got a bump where to put the manhole cover back in. I just don't get it. It's like we're stuck in this time war. I mean, I know we like the old days, but some of the stuff, you got to change, folks. Okay. On that note, to the other gentleman, I started using the Rain-X windshield washer fluid, which is really nice. So when, you know, like, because sometimes you can't get out of, like, when you're driving and it starts to rain, you sprinkle, you know, your windshield wiper cleaner. It sprays the Rain-X cleaner on there, and boom, good to go. So that's my tip for today. Other than that, but I'm serious. Wait, I got one more idea, too. I think they should start doing random road tests when people renew their license. Because I know you can't retest everybody, but the percentage of people I see that can't drive or else don't care about the rules need to get off the road. And I know that's going to make people mad, but I'm sticking by that. Because I'm tired of being almost killed 3 times a week by idiots. And it's just not right. That's why your insurance is so high. You know, like you say, they worried so much about safety inspection. and your registration and all this stuff, and people can't drive. And I don't know if it's they just forget the rules or they don't care. Get off the road. We got enough things to worry about without having to worry about idiot people driving around, and you all know who you are, and you all have seen them. Okay, on that note, take care of your car or take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Whew. I thought he was going on for 4 hours. Okay, who's next?
We have Rob from Ina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George, I talked to my representative about safety check and another important thing, increase in GET tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, regarding safety check, George, I can tell you a lot of people don't waste your time because there's one guy, George, that goes down and testifies every single time that safety check thing comes up in front of the legislators. You know who he is. I don't know if you want me to mention who it is, but he's a big, long-time service station owner, and he makes a big deal in his testimony about keeping safety check. And by the time he's done, and he does it regularly, George, when it comes up, so I was able to find out a lot of inside information from my representative that he always is there whenever safety check comes up to say all the reasons to keep it.
Well, you know, Rob, if, again, it's a big word, if the politicians had common sense, they would ask him if he would pay for the administrative costs. Okay, the $20 or the $25 that the people pay is for the mechanic, the shop that's doing the safety check. Nothing goes to the city and the state. So the city and the state pays $1.2 million a year for administrative costs. What's up?
George, I brought that up, and it was like spitting in the wind. It was like, yes, we know. But it didn't go any further than that.
Yeah, but because the people of Hawaii allow these to raise taxes. But you know, in other parts of the world, Rob, you do that, the people get so aggravated they come in and they hang those politicians.
Yeah, so was it Thailand or so, I forget, somewhere over there, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, George, the GET, I'm concerned, yeah, because there's a morning regular guy in the morning, and he made a quick statement about how they were considering doubling the GET, and then on top of that, a 0.4 on top of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I was on the phone fast and quick. And luckily, my representative, he called me back, you know, within a couple of hours because they were in session. But he got right back to me and I questioned him. And he said that this is how, George, this is how they get around it. He said that they know that was being discussed, how Caldwell and the boys all want that permanent extension on that GET tax. The way they get around it is, and everybody heard it if they were paying attention, is they only approved it in the first hearing of that bill to 2025 instead of saying forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they dance around that. When you ask them directly, and I told them, hey, I'm on a fixed income, I'm retired, I can't afford to keep on paying more and more and more, period. I'm not the only one. And he said, yeah, well, and then he told me exactly what they were going to do. And sure enough, on the news, George, 2 days later, the day after I called, that's when they announced on the news, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they had approved the hearing for the first bill to 2025, and they got to, you know, go through the motions again. And guaranteed they will. They will approve it, George. So, I mean, I'm disappointed that nobody stands up. Not a single one of them stands up and says, enough is enough.
That's the way of Hawaii.
That's right.
The old saying, Rob, is the old thinking is, no make noise, you're going to get in trouble.
Well, that's the Japanese philosophy of the nail, you know?
Yep.
You hammer down the nail that sticks up.
Yep.
So true. So last but not least are those 10-story high, 300-foot football fields, 300-yard long rail stations times 21. And you guys out on that side of the island, you think traffic is starting to get bad now?
Way too late.
Oh, boy. And, George,
I'm just so curious. How much of the traffic the people can take it?
George, that is the point, that all of the side roads and other routes now are totally jam-packed. There is nowhere else to go. So on that happy note, I bid you adieu and aloha and a happy Valentine's Day.
Same to you, Rob. Take care. Aloha. Give us a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. And I think it's break time.
We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nika.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And on tires, again, folks, I'm going to keep reminding you, front-wheel drive cars, they have a special type of tire for front-wheel drive cars. The reason is, the power is on the front wheels, and when you turn the wheel on around a turn or whatever it is, and you're accelerating, the tire leans over and it can come off of the wheel. Now, on front wheel drive tires, the sidewalls is stiffer and that category of tires is called touring. All tire companies make a category called touring. The touring category is made especially for front wheel drive cars. You can use it on back wheel drives, no problem, but you cannot use a back wheel drive type tire, a normal tire, for front wheel drive cars. Okay? And that's supposed to be under the safety check, which never does. Nobody looks at it. Safety check has to be cut. How can one idiot control and keep safety check? That's what I'm blown away with. Regardless of the money, they want to spend it. I can see it. If it is checking for unsafe vehicles, every week go by, we come across vehicles that are not supposed to pass safety check, but they just got a safety check. I'm telling you, the state and the city is pushing it, and just hope that your family member or friends are not killed because of an unsafe vehicle. Either do it right or get rid of it. It's not being done right, so get rid of safety check. And it's not been enforced. Safety check is not being enforced. Talk to Mario Yano, he'll tell you that. So why have it? Okay? The same with recon. It's not being enforced. So why have it? I mean, you see these vehicles going down the road with huge tires sticking out of the fender well. They're driving along, no problem. So that's the issue. Do it right or don't do it. It's a waste of money. Now, on the rail, my question is, why is it still going when the whole planning from day one was not complete? I mean, you go in and try to do a business plan. The people will ask you, the investor will ask you, what about this, what about that? Everything. Who asks these rail people about where is the electricity going to come from? Is the estimate you're giving us the full estimate? When do you get an estimate to build a house, the contractor come back and says, oh, I got to double the cost to you? That don't happen. But with the state and the city, it always happens. And that's why they're taxing the life out of all the seniors. That's not right. Give me a call at 808-296-5467. You know, folks, you gotta speak up. You just cannot sit there and be quiet. Because it's not going to fix itself. And it's going to affect your friends and your family. Really. Think about it. Where is this all going to end? The rail is way over budget before they got to the city. What's going to happen when it hits Kalihi and downtown Honolulu? Huh? If we're out in the country, in the ag land, it's over budget. What's going to happen when it gets to Honolulu?
Maybe they'll do it like some condos or hotels. They just stopped building because they ran out of money.
Oh, what a waste of money, though. What a waste of money. Think, all that money that they wasted for the rail could have been used for education, making the University of Hawaii better. You know, things like that. I just don't understand. It's really, I mean, I know of 3 seniors that sold their property and moved to Oregon because they are so fed up with Hawaii. They can't afford it.
Well, I've heard people say that down the line, Hawaii is just going to be for the rich and the poor. And the poor is going to be working for the rich.
Or the homeless. You know, they're having community meetings about homeless. And you know, I am blown away with the type of mentality these people have. They're trying to find housing for the homeless. But that's not the issue. The issue is cut back on why people are becoming homeless. Does anybody out there know and have the answer of why people are becoming homeless? You think everybody just leave their home and just go live on the street? Why do you think people become homeless? Number one, the rail has already shut down 50 businesses. 50 businesses closed because of the rail. Where did all those workers go? To McDonald's? No. They're homeless. And it keeps going. Does anybody worry about what's going to happen to the people of Hawaii? It's unbelievable. Well, one person cannot change everything. One person cannot win the Super Bowl. You need a whole team. So we need the team, folks. We need a team to make Hawaii a better place. You cannot sit back and rely on the so-called leaders. People are following the leaders. And that's why we have the people doing what they're doing. At intersections with no traffic light, they follow the politicians and do what they do. Okay? So, remember that saying? Follow the leader. So, anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. You know, I called in to, 911? And you know, I waited 15 minutes 15 minutes, I got fed up, I hung up. What is 911 supposed to be? Emergency, right? You see somebody breaking in and robbing someplace, you call 911. By the time you get through, the guy's all done and left. So what's happening? No sense have that. You get better results dialing HPD. And you go around 911. So anyway. That's the way it is. And we gotta live with it, I guess. Either that or sell and move. Go somewhere else. Like Oregon. The state of Oregon thinks about seniors. The state of Oregon does not charge seniors property tax. Now, why can't we do the same thing?
But do you know what they do to be able to do that?
Well, I think it's called better management of tax dollars. What I mean by that is, give an example. Does anybody know how much it costs to put the tiles on the sidewalk in Waikiki? Does anybody know how much it costs to build the visitor center at the zoo? I found out the visitor center at the zoo, that little cubicle right out in front of the zoo, costs us $3.2 million, and I checked with several contractors. They fell down. They couldn't believe it. $175,000 they could have built it. Why was it $3 million? Okay. The same with the convention center. The convention center was going to be built for $230 million. How come it cost $530 million? Something wrong here. And the convention center was going to be built with private money, not tax dollars. Why did it take tax dollars to go build it? It's things like that, that's abuse of tax dollars. And that's why the people, the seniors, and the children of Hawaii have to suffer. That's wrong. That's so wrong. I don't know. It's so sad, you know? You never see this kind of stuff happening way back in Hawaii. In the old days. No. But anyway. Tire pressures. Every one of you that buy tires from the tire, Lex Brody's, Sears, wherever, they always put only 35 pounds of air in your tire. Why is that? They put that much in, that or that little, is because it shortens the tire life, folks. It really dramatically shortens the tire life because it's underinflated. And when your tires are underinflated, you also lose 3 to 4 miles per gallon of gas. Go try it. Go try it. Flatten your tires to 30 pounds. Get on a flat surface and push your car in neutral. Then fill it up to 44 or whatever the sidewall says. Then do the same thing. It's a lot easier to push it with the proper inflation. Okay, who's on the line?
We will be right back after this short break. You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
phone. Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And who do we have on the line?
We have Mr. Lee from Pearl City.
Hi.
Hi, George. I forgot to mention. Are you familiar with Pearl City, where Sam's Club is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on that Cam Highway, and you turn left, go towards Waipahu.
Mm-hmm.
You go a little ways, there's a bus stop, and there's a Kapurilani school, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, under the freeway, I don't know if you notice, on the hill, they put bricks. You notice that? One day you got to look, they've laid bricks right up the hill. Two side. What that for?
Lose money.
That's what I think.
You know, it's so sad, Mr.
I know. Nobody checked on that.
So sad.
Yeah.
That the people of Hawaii allow the waste of money.
Well, who's inside the politics? You cannot change them.
Well, there is a clause in the law.
Yeah.
It's called impeachment.
Yeah, but nobody going to do that.
Yes, they got to impeach them.
Some people, yeah, wake them up.
Yeah, then that'll scare up everybody.
Yeah. And then I hate to mention this, but the leader of the politicians is gone, but they're still following what he tried to do.
That's right.
I think you know who. I don't want to mention. Mm-hmm. He tried to tell me how to run my people. That's too much, no good.
That's right.
Yeah?
Trying
to tell me how to run my people. That's bad, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Well, we hope comes better, but I don't think so. We got to change people. Like you say, change people.
Yes.
The voters got to start waking up.
Oh, that's hard.
I know that. What do you call that? Brainwash?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, nice talking to you again.
Take care.
So pretty soon you close anyway. Go have lunch.
Okay.
Bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, George. How's it?
Okay.
Get upset with you about the rail and all this. I'm just thinking about July 4th parade when the lunatic politicians come in there.
You know, the people of Hawaii are really nice, you know. But you know, other parts of the country,
right?
When these kind of politicians come down the parade,
right?
They throw rotten tomatoes at them.
Yeah, I heard about that. Everybody's scared. They don't like make trouble.
Yeah, they'd rather the children become homeless.
Yeah.
Sad. So sad.
And then the other day I was listening to Mike Buck. He had this guy from the boxcar racing facility.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been there? They say they're a non-profit organization, and the rent was like $1. Now the city raises $1,600. Could that be for the rail?
Yep.
I forgot to check the website, boxcarracing.org.
Mm-hmm.
But, man.
Sad, yeah?
I don't know. All I can do is... about the good old days, just the memories, you cherish,
mm-hmm.
You make your mark in life, I know you made yours, I made mine, that's what you got to look back and be proud of it,
Yeah.
And
I don't know how these politicians going to be proud of what they're doing.
Right, I don't know.
They don't care, they just want the money.
Yeah.
Sad.
And, this Sunday, tomorrow, actually, I perform at the Mardi Gras St. John Vianney. We got different acts. I do one act. I do Elvis. So I just like to make people happy, Because I know, I swear to God, people miss him, man.
Oh, yeah.
I never saw him in person, but
I did.
Oh, you did?
Yep. I talked to him.
Oh, really? Where's
yes,
that?
Yes, sir. At the Civic Auditorium.
Oh, you get your memory, man. Right there. Yep. Oh, right on.
Nice man.
Long time ago.
Nice man.
Yeah.
Nice man.
Yeah, right on. But anyway, that's all I have to say. So.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Take care. Aloha. Yeah, bye. Okay, who's next?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hi, Don.
Hey, John, George. Thanks for taking my call. Concerning the tire, we look at the tread. How do you measure a tread? Do you use a dime to measure the how much is left on the tire?
No, no. That coin stuff, that's all.
Okay, bye.
No need that.
Okay.
If you look on the bottom of the tread, every tire, it has what is called a wear bar. It's a little lump on the bottom of the tread. When your tire tread wears down to that bar, it is considered time to change.
Okay. So that's how they do it now, on the tires for now?
Well, the safety check, the city guy's still using the coin.
Okay.
But the tire manufacturers had the wear bar in there for 20 years now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and concern about the rail, you know, we had the ferry. They didn't do the environmental impact, so they got the ferry out. Same thing with the rail, they didn't do it right. And there's a phrase the Japanese would say, ye wakarimasen, you understand? And bakatari.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, George, have a good week. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Bye.
Aloha. Yep, that's it. I tell you, people, I know a lot of you don't vote because you're disgusted with the system. But you know, folks, why don't you all get together and try something new? Why don't we all get together and vote to throw these guys out? The only people voting is the people who have special interests and in with these politicians. We need the people who are against the politicians to vote and get them out. You know, the newspaper did a survey to see how many people like the mayor of Honolulu, and I didn't agree with what was brought up. But on the other station, the guy, the radio host, asked that same question. How many of you like what the mayor of Honolulu is doing? Everybody called in no. They all don't like it. Not one person called in liking it. So what's up with this newspaper now? Something wrong. And this is Chinese New Year, so I'd like to wish Chinese New Year, Happy New Year to everybody. Okay? So, anyway. That's the aloha sign. As always, folks, please take care of each other. This is Hawaii, the best place in the world. Let's keep it that way. Even if these political leaders that we have don't care about the children and about the seniors, let's make them change. Please don't drink and drive. And we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
The Answer, KHNR.